Communications. Carla, please call the first item.
Item 455, request of Standard Schaefer to address council regarding emergency medical services, fire, and Portland Police Bureau crowd control policy.
Good morning.
My name is Standard Schaefer, and I'm with Empower Portland. I'm not here to talk about EMTs today. I'm here to talk about recent police actions regarding protests. It's important for you guys to realize that trampling our rights has real live consequences. The current social science shows that riot cops showing up at crowd control escalates the situation. I realize that you guys think that you can just strong-arm people into submission, but unfortunately, you're radicalizing a lot of the population. If you want to know where the anarchists come from, next thing I need to say is that we've had several witnesses coming forward with statements about police entering the march at the start. I've seen video of police interfering with protest organizers. Organizers who told them, by the way, when we negotiated this permit, we didn't want cops in the middle of the march, and there they were. The police intimidation is pretty widespread at this point at protests. We have people being pulled over before the 82nd Avenue incident on Saturday, being told, you know, being pulled over for petty violations, petty citations, and being told that they are attracting too much attention on their way to the protest. This interference with the right to assembly is a problem. We need to stop interfering with the infrastructure of the protests themselves. We have got cops intimidating street medics. Excuse me, Mr. Wheeler, are you listening?
I'm listening.
Thank you. Journalists are being intimidated. Mobility vehicles are being taken out of the marches, endangering disabled people. Cop watchers are being harassed and detained, and legal observers, too. This last one particularly concerns me, because if it wasn't for legal observers outside the Portland building when I was arrested, well, during the incident in which I was accused of robbery, too, I would probably be in jail. So people's lives are being affected by this stuff, and we need to respect the rights of the legal observers. We need to get real training around what's going on at crowd control, because the police don't seem to know the rules about cop watchers. They don't know the rules about filming the police, and they don't seem to respect legal observers. These are the people that are the last bastion of hope for us who are worried about police accountability, because the city has already given away its authority to rein in the police. We're told that phone calls make a difference, but we have police and police commissioners dissembling and not giving accurate information to the media. So when the media induced phone calls come in, they're very exaggerated. We're not listening to the people on the ground who actually document and file reports. We're filing public reports every time there's public input available for community input on crowd control. We don't even know where it goes. We never hear back from it. It's time to reopen the crowd control policies and include these kinds of concerns, ones around protecting legal observers.
Thank you. Next time.